Hello everyone and welcome to another Library Rant. I'm Ange Fitzpatrick.
I'm Andy Priestner.
And I'm Georgina Cronin.
And what we're going to rant about today then, fellow renters? I believe this one is going to be called The Podcast From The Edge. But what are we on the edge of?
Well, we're on the edge, we're on the very precipice of the social media driving licence, which is due to start tomorrow at 10 a.m. So we've been all working very, very hard. We've all got big panda eyes because we've been creating content, we've been writing blog posts, we've been preparing teaching materials, we've been recording the heck out of stakeholders from around the school in order that we have materials for this course.
And this sounds like a really exciting course as well. We've really gone for a full multimedia approach. So we've got podcasts, videos, and downloads from our blog.
And can you tell us the style of the multimedia approach that we've taken, Ange?
Well, yes, it's been a little unpolished. You might even say gonzo. We've been using our free audio boo tool, which we use for the Library Rant, and that's worked very well for us. In fact, some of the people we've podcasted with have been really impressed with our setup, but we just love the way that it's so easy to create and share these podcasts.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never done podcasting before, and obviously you guys are doing the Library Rant already, and so you had some experience, but yeah, doing it for the first time myself, it was really, really easy to do, and the tools are just set up for anyone to really go with, so it was really helpful.
Yeah, I think the other important component will be the video summaries that we're going to do, which are also going to be very informal. What discussions were had during the session, what were the key points, what were people really concerned about, and we'll summarise those in video format and get them onto YouTube at the end of every session.
Yeah. One of the things to point out is the importance of having a video rather than just an email or a list is that you can actually begin to share the tone of the session, because we're very much aware that as we explore different areas of social media with people, we will hear more about their concerns, their interests, their points of view, and we can expect our teaching to change based on those. Yeah. And I think we're going to do a really responsive style of teaching.
But we decided not to go with we could have used Moodle, but we decided not to use a VLE in that way. Why was that?
Well, I always think it's kind of show, not tell, isn't it? If we can deliver an entire social media driving license using social media, using freely available tools, it sends an even stronger message about what's out there.
That's a good reminder to me why we did that.
Yeah. Also, we didn't want to learn how to use Moodle.
No, that was true as well. Yeah.
But we had some really positive comments about how the blog looked and the content that we'd already created at the social media driving license launch last week. And it was really nice to hear that sort of all the hard work that we've been doing behind the scenes had actually, you know, really paid off, and people were liking what we were doing, and we haven't even started. So that's been a massive confidence boost for us. I mean, it's nice to sort of working in a bubble and then realising what we're actually doing.
And I think
kind of works.
That's a really important point, Georgina, because I think people who've met the three of us and they see us being evangelical about social media and the teaching that we do, that people just automatically assume that we are completely confident about what we're doing and we think this is going to fly. And the reality is, like everyone else, we're insecure about stuff. We want it to be great, but we're not sure yet, are we, how well it's going to go?
No. Putting together the course, trying to ascertain or even just guess the ability level of those taking part, the needs, the expectations of them.
If we pitch it too high.
Yeah, what kind of questions we're going to be asked as we go along. It's sort of soothsaying almost. It's just really sort of reading tea leaves of social media and trying to figure out what's actually going to happen in the future, which is, you know, exciting, but
I wouldn't recommend the tea leaves approach. We did try that. We didn't get anything out of it.
No. It's just clumps are in your future. Clumps of tea. No, didn't work at all.
And one thing that we're definitely going to do is be very realistic about the reasons why people are not engaged with social media from across the school, what the barriers might be to engagement, what concerns they might have. I, for one, have been really guilty of not taking seriously people's concerns in training sessions before. Mm. Like the ones we've opened out to Cambridge librarians, and people have said, but what about someone stealing my online identity? It's actually a genuine concern, and it's things like that that we kind of want to address during the course.
Indeed, and even if it's just saying to somebody, well, that's incredibly rare if that were to happen, and why withdraw yourself from an aspect of life because of a very rare possibility.
Yeah.
I was really impressed on Friday when we had the launch, the range of people who have applied and been successful to join the course. It's going to be a really good bunch of people.
Yeah, we've got faculty, we've got course staff, we've got IT people, we've got careers people,
executive education people,
marketing.
Yeah, and I think we're going to learn a huge amount from them, just as much as hopefully they'll learn a lot from us. And it's going to be very much a two-way exchange of ideas, which is exciting.
Yeah. And we're hoping that the peer engagement angle and support will really work.
Yeah.
So that they'll help each other. That it's not completely didactic, sage on the stage. It's very much everyone collaboratively supporting each other.
Yeah, yeah. I think because it's going to be delivered on social media, and they will have blogs, they will have Twitter accounts. Almost anything's up for grabs once we've done those initial sessions.
A bit of honesty about where this has come from. Not that I'm saying it's completely nicked, but I think we're all encouraged and inspired by 23 Things.
Yeah, definitely.
The difference is 23 Things delivered on a blog and involved Twitter engagement. We felt that blogging and Twitter should be kind of key to the course and underpin it, and that it wasn't enough for this to be self-directed. I think we're in a world now where people are realising that MOOCs are all very well, online learning is all very well, but there still needs to be a classroom component.
Yeah, you need to have that human interaction of just checking in, apart from anything else, and having someone to ask those questions to face-to-face. Yeah.
So we've got 8 2-hour workshops, which sounds quite scary.
Oh, it sounds so daunting, but once we went through the first one, how are we going to shoehorn all of this amazing content?
It flies by, really does fly by.
It was more like, how are we going to get everything in? Yeah.
We might need to have an away day at this rate, or possibly a residential conference.
And talk of away days and residential conferences, there's some interesting activities that you probably more associate with conferences and weird stuff you might do. We're doing Lego series play in week 8 to evaluate it.
Mm-hmm.
We've got lots of times where people are going to stand up and do stuff that we ask them to do.
And yeah, there'll be lots of question and answers coming back from the floor, some group work. I'm even going to ask them to do some origami in week 6.
Origami. Wow. Origami? Week 6 origami.
That's supposed to be.
I might come to that one. Oh, wait, I've got to go to all of them.
Oh, wait.
I might come to that one.
What we're starting with tomorrow, one of the things, is visitors and residents, because we were interested in how they currently engage with the web, because that's a clue that's related to how they engage with social media. That's research that is really, I find, intriguing.
Yeah, definitely.
Dave White, Donna Lanklow, and all those other people who have been involved in that
The great thing about that is it's academic research is out there, and it adds a bit of credence to the things that we're already saying anyway.
Yeah.
And now we can actually say, okay, this is a model. Let's map your engagement to this model.
Yeah.
Let's use this model to test how your engagement and how your emotional feelings towards social media will change over the period. So I think that this is... it's a really good first innings for us.
Yeah. That's part of the feedback as well, that we want to capture how people are at the start of the course and how they are at the end. We hope to see some change. We might not see it, but we hope that they will be scoring the sessions differently on the basis of what they've learned, what they've blogged about, what they've tweeted about. Each week they're going to be asked, how do you currently feel about social media? A score out of 10, which is I guess that's kind of a basic way of doing it, but we hope that they'll be nearer towards the 10 by the end.
Yeah.
But some might go the other way.
And we don't mind that.
No.
This is an opportunity for people to sort of suck it and see and make a decision, an informed decision, because I think there's a lot of bad news stories out there, lot of fear and misunderstanding, and we want to kind of dispel those issues.
Yeah, and I think the informed decision is a really key thing, like you said, and it's if people still don't want to use Twitter, but they know more why rather than the sort of scaremongering of other things, and that's a success in itself. They know exactly what's going on.
Another thing to mention, really important, shout out to Joe Mills and to Mark Andrews, who are part of the Social Media Driving Licence team. Joe's actually also going to do the course, which I think is a great thing.
Yeah,
She's already very engaged on Twitter and she knows a lot about social media. Mark has helped us a lot with recording and the videos. So just to say thank you to them. This has been a true collaborative team effort. Not just an information and yes, thank you. Not just an information and library thing.
We're going to have a range of speakers as well, aren't we?
We have
some booked guest speakers.
Tell us about you've got a guest for Twitter.
What a guest I've got!
Come on, then.
I've got Chris Hope, and for those of you out there who don't know Chris, he writes about climate change. specifically the economic impacts of climate change, and he's managed through social media to reach a really wide audience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He wrote for Nature a little while back, and we mapped how that Nature article was spread through the social web and ended up in blogs, in other newspapers, and even The Sun, which is amazing for an academic paper to have that kind of impact. And that's all really because Chris has leveraged social media. So we're hoping to get some tips and tricks from him.
Faculty success story.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And we've got two faculty on the course.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
It is good. It is good. I'm pleased.
Yeah.
I was starting to doubt, but no, two came through. Another thing to make clear is that people can fail the course. We've been asked this several times. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can fail it on the basis that, you know, what's the point of doing it if you've got to prove you've evaluated, you've reflected, you've engaged.
It's just committing fully to actually, you know, giving everything a go and responding to it. And we hope no one does fail, but there is always that risk. It's not going to be a complete walk in the park. You can get away with doing nothing sort of course. So
we're asking quite a lot of them, aren't we? In terms of what's on paper, but also we've been using the term adventurous spirit.
Yeah.
And it is about throwing yourself into what is, you know, it's an established culture, I think, the web, and the social web in particular, and just leaving your reservations by the side a bit and seeing what's actually out there.
But the key thing is you're going to have loads of, you know, people are going to have support from us as course leaders and also from people who are doing the course with them. And lots of peer support, which we mentioned earlier. But yeah, so it's not doing it on your own, you're doing it as part of a group.
I think perhaps one of the last things to mention is that we are being caring and sharing that we are offering this to the world under a Creative Commons license. Mm. So this includes the podcasts, it includes the videos, it includes all of the blog material, the curriculum, SlideShare, PowerPoints, which will go up each week.
Even the theme music.
Gosh, it's Creative Commons. Yeah, can we actually thank them?
Yeah.
Who are they again?
This is some free music that's been provided by a band called Blues Raiders, which we found free on the web.
Can we actually play it with some of the lyrics? Because we've never heard it with the lyrics.
Yeah, we've been using this as the jingle to our podcast, so we never get beyond about 14 seconds in. But
we could end with this, actually.
We could, yeah.
Are we done?
I think so.
Okay, so playing us out, we've got, what are they called?
Blues Raiders.
Blues Raiders with Never Let It Go. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Because I never let it go.